Do you like conspiracies?
Only for their entertainment value?
Well, you've come to the right place.
Here, we talk about the four-letter word, conspiracy.
And we also make jokes about them.
Welcome to What the Conspiracy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to WT Conspiracy, a.k.a. What the Conspiracy, where we are your co-host of Peaswad and...
Mr. Sleepy. We're Mr. today.
Mr.
Yeah, we're
going
to be Mr. Sleepy today.
Sometimes he's got that, like, formal attitude of...
Today's the day.
We're going to do this. Today's
yeah,
the day.
Today's the day. Today's the day for a formal attitude. I keep saying it, but one of these times I need to wear, like, a suit while I record this.
And just or a tuxedo, like in the office. Just
yeah. Or that no chicken reason. Costume that we talked about in that earlier episode. I need to wear that one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I never remember.
I never remember to do it. I never remember to go put that on before we like start doing all this stuff. So
and it's just so much work to have to do stuff, right?
It really is. I'd prefer to do nothing.
It's 100% with you. 100%. Yep. But welcome back to WT Conspiracy, everybody. We appreciate you guys being here. There it is. I burped already. Excuse me.
Boom.
We wanted to let you guys know that we are available at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. WTConspiracy@gmail.com. And we are also on YouTube at youtube.com/... I don't know. I don't think we have that yet. We're not popular enough.
To have like a slash with our name in it?
Yeah, we suck.
What can you do?
We're not that popular. We're not the popular kids in school. But welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you guys listening to us. Do believe that without you, this is not possible. Otherwise, it would be just the two of us talking to each other if nobody were to listen. So that would kind of suck. Right?
I think you're a great conversationalist. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we have a good time, I guess. You know what? You're right. We would do this anyways without people listening, so I guess never mind. We don't need you people who listen. We That is not true.
We do. We prefer if you listen. Like, you know what I mean?
100%. So. Otherwise, we just look like old men rambling on about random conspiracies
about
and stuff.
Conspiracy theories and birds and Bigfoots.
Oh, my God. And the White Castle man of the city... Normandy.
Whatever.
I
don't even remember what the name was. I know what you're talking about, though.
God, we're the worst. We're going to do a little bit of a country shout-out. The last couple days, last week, we can only look at the last week for stuff. It can't go back like a million years. The last week, we actually have had somebody listening to us in... Oh, where's it at? Analytics. It was somebody in Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Ottawa, Canada.
It's nice.
50% of our listens. And then there's also somebody in Denver, somebody in Saskatoon, and somebody in Sheboygan. I hope that I pronounced those correctly.
Sheboygan. So, where's that? Is that Ohio? No. No. That was it. No, that name's... That's in Home Alone. They were going... The polka guys were driving to Sheboygan. And they gave the mom a run. Yeah, that's right.
Sheboygan. John Candy was one of the polka guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that. So 66.7% of our listens are from Canada. So thank you, Canada. United States, you're pretty cool too, I guess, you know.
You should listen more, but, you know, that's beside the fact. It would also probably help if we record more often instead of just getting busy and doing lots of other things. So.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of us saying, we're going to record once a week, and then we record once a month for the past 3 months. So awesome.
We're busy. We got things to do. just the way it works.
But with the email, WTConspiracy@gmail.com, we have received a couple of emails.
How many did we get? How many emails did we get?
Did you read any of them?
I didn't, because I got logged out of everything. I don't know how, and I just never went logged back in. So you have to tell me what it says. I'm the worst.
You are killing
me.
You're killing me.
Like I just said, when given the option of doing anything or nothing, I'm going to choose nothing every time. I know.
Well, okay. Oh, my God. There's a yawn, too. Okay. Oh, and also, for those who are not watching us on YouTube, thank you, I guess. Thank you for listening to us. Mm-hmm. But we, like I said, we are on YouTube. We do put up our video of us doing this right here, so you can see what we look like in case you don't know. I was looking very hobo-ish.
You really
as
were.
As of yesterday.
You really were.
It was getting bad.
They're kind of just letting it go. You know, just all natural, you know.
And now, boys and I have all got a haircut and trimmed the beard as well. So, my neck beard. Nice. I don't grow an actual beard, so it's kind of the worst. But if you're on YouTube, you can see that.
I haven't trimmed my beard in forever. It's been a long time. You can always tell when I don't because these white patches that I have on both sides start getting more pronounced.
Yeah.
My daughter's convinced that within like 2 years, I'm just going to have like a full like Santa Claus white beard. I don't think it'll be that quick.
2 years?
Yeah, two years.
I don't think it's that quick.
Pretty fast. I said, you know, give it like 5 or 6 maybe. Like 45.
That's impressive.
50 maybe.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. You
know, we'll see.
So emails, right?
Mm-hmm.
We did receive an email from somebody you know that potentially may be related to you.
Mm-hmm.
They said, ominous name, but I really don't have any. What I do have is one of the best bits ever, Alien Abductions. The people need to know about Jim Bob and his cow's adventures. And then he sent 2 links also.
Okay. I'm guessing that's probably my brother.
That is your brother. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And then we got one from, where is it? Here it is. We got one from our homie, Salzy.
Homie Salzy.
He said, proud Yinzer, represent.
Yinz.
He said that he doesn't live too far away from York, PA. And then he says that he's been to Centralia, PA, which is equally as creepy. There we go.
Yeah.
They're both about 4 hours away. A little fun fact about Centralia, haven't finished the episode yet, so if you mention this, I apologize, but Centralia is also the inspiration for the movie Silent Hill. If you ever watch it, if you haven't watched it, check out the trailer.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. That's cool, man. And then, since we recorded that, I actually got to meet Salzy in real life.
You did, dude. That's cool as hell. I couldn't believe you were able to swing through there. You stopped him on his mail route.
Yeah, exactly. Dude was working full out, and he just took his quick little break in there, and we stopped, and I said hello, and we talked for about 15 minutes or whatever, 20 minutes, and then he went back to work, and my boys and I started driving again. Because
that's cool.
The reason why we haven't recorded in a while, I guess you can say anything that you've had going on, and then I'll say what I had going on, if you'd like.
Well, what have I had going on? Not a ton, work. Obviously. Work, kids are out of school, so been
and it's
trying to,
summer.
Yeah, so with summertime with me, I'm very outdoorsy during the summer. I'm not gonna go like hiking through the woods, but like I'll go sit by the pool and like drink beer.
Yeah.
You know, go outside, yeah. Play cornhole, other yard games, you know, grill out. You know, I'm a real big fan of just sitting in my garage for no reason.
Which is crazy because I'm like the exact opposite. I want nothing to do with outside. Yeah. I want nothing to do with having to like see and do stuff. You know, like
And then my middle daughter, since we had summer, she's just full-blown basketball camps. Like, we just finished one this week. And then next week, she has another one where she has to go actually play games. Excuse me, mm-hmm. against other camps. And then after that, I think we got another one the first week of July or second week. So it's constant when we hit summer
yeah.
like sports camps for my middle daughter.
Yep.
My son, he just plays PlayStation all day since summer hit and sleeps till noon. And then the little one, I don't know, she... I don't know, plays Roblox or watches movies or
she does something.
She does what she does whatever 10-year-olds do. She just kind of running around. So that's all I've been doing.
I did not mention that we also got our first offer for
Yes, we did. For sponsorship.
The minimum pay would be $250. Wow, because we let's see, I'm just gonna read it. Hey, we would like to offer you a favorable commercial offer. Dear WT Conspiracy, our project search a new audience. In the first place, of course, YouTube. It can also consider other sources. You audience corresponds to our young project and is the target. We want you to post our pre-roll on your channel. Our budget will depend on where you place our video. The minimum pay is $250, assuring you of our best attention at all times. Kind regards.
That's real, isn't it?
Yeah, just based upon their grasp of the English language. I'm guessing that that's 100% legit and not somebody who wants my social security number, birthday, mother's maiden name, and high school mascot. So, to be checking
so
websites.
Real.
So, you know.
It's got to be. It's got to be real, right? So,
did you respond to it? Did you send
no,
anything
God.
Back?
No,
God.
No?
Just being like, hey.
No.
You should
no,
counter. You should counter with like 10 grand and just see what he says. Just see what he says.
All right. We'll consider it, but it's a minimum 10K. I'm just saying, because we have so many listeners that need to.
And a lot of other offers at the moment. So, you know, to squeeze you in here, it's just going to be really tough.
We're super busy. All these offers. Oh, my God.
He's going to respond. He's going to respond back and be like, yeah, absolutely. Just send me your social security number, high school mascot, mother's maiden name. And address.
Give me your bank account number because that's how I have to send you the money. I'm like, oh, okay, that sounds good. Yeah,
like if you send me $1,000 in gift cards, then that's how I got to send you the money. You know, that's exactly how it's gonna go.
Let me counter this with give me more money.
Yeah,
so our first offer of even if it's fake, it's our first offer for sponsorship. We're still waiting on like the Pepsi or the Star Wars or Budweiser. You know, stuff that we love.
Come on,
Not this random email from a guy who didn't say what company he was even from.
I'm consistent, you know.
He's drinking a Budweiser.
Yeah.
Like so, me.
Yep.
Me.
Yep.
I'm.
Go ahead.
God, there it is. Sorry. For the most part, I'm the reason why we haven't been able to record because I had a tragedy happen in my side of the family. I had a 22-year-old cousin that ended up crashing his vehicle, and he passed away, unfortunately. So my boys and I went out and drove from Delaware all the way back to the Omaha metro area. We drove all the way there. It's 1,200 miles. So me and now six and, as of tomorrow, a four-year-old.
It's going to be a birthday.
It's tomorrow's Owen's birthday. That's exciting. So we had to drive all that way and got to see family and got to go to the funeral. So, I mean, it was really nice. So I'll just quickly end to say rest in peace to my cousin, Thomas. Miss you, buddy. And then from there, I bring the mood back up, kind of. Had to drive back because my brother tested positive for COVID. And it was like, oh, in case we don't have it, let's get out of here.
Yeah, good
idea. Let's go. Like, and so hopefully Salzy didn't get it.
You did get it. I did see a picture. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, hopefully he didn't.
I'll have to send him a message and be like, oh, hey, man. Oh, my God. But
you're infected people across America.
Sorry, Salzy. This is my fault. I'm the worst. So I saw a whole bunch of family and stuff, and it turns out that we had to drive back the 19 and a half hours.
That's so long.
My wife was very sweet and booked us a hotel, at one place. And then we went there and then I ended up paying for it. And then she said, treat yourself. And she got us a nice hotel in Pittsburgh.
Nice.
That was like $475. and she didn't even pay for it. So in the end, she booked us this. It was a beautiful, amazing hotel, big rooms and everything. And it was like, this is so amazing, you know? And then it was like, but I paid for it. But I paid for it. So cool.
Oh, that's funny.
And then we got home and did a test. And, so my wife is positive for COVID. I'm positive for COVID. My sister, our person who does all of our TikToks and whatever else, so she hasn't done one in a long time. So get it together, Tara, mother brother. She's here. So I'm pretty sure she has COVID. My kids probably have COVID too, you know, so.
Y'all we've just been staying at home. House. Yeah.
Yep. We're doing the right thing as much as we can. Wearing masks if we do go into public. But, I mean, we're past the threshold where we should be.
Yeah, contagious.
Contagious. You know, it should be
right. And you feel fine, right?
I mean. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You feel the whole time. Good. It literally just felt like allergies. So, I mean, it's the weaker strain, which I'm very thankful for, that I didn't get the hardcore strain you guys got.
The second time I had COVID, that's what it was like. It's kind of like I just had some allergy stuffy. You know, the first time I had COVID, I legit thought I was going to die. Like, I was so sick. Like, it was horrible, you know.
It was bad.
A couple years ago. Yeah, it was terrible the first time I had it.
I think that was terrible. It feels like the strains are getting weaker and weaker, you know.
Well, it's also, too, your body understands. It's seen it before, too, You know, there are different strains, but the big thing with COVID was your body's never seen it, so your body doesn't know how to react. So it was trying to figure it out. So that's why at the beginning of it, you know, you'd get so sick or whatever. So, but the other, but the strains, I guess, are, you know, lesser than originally. But no, I haven't had to get tested for it in a long time, just because I haven't been sick in a long time. Thank God. You know, it's been a while.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, I had to travel a lot, and then I got COVID, and now we're back. So after all that, of course Sleepy's a kind person, and he wasn't hey, I don't care if you have a death in the family, we need to record or anything, you know, like he understood. It's give him some space, And then getting COVID, you got to take time to recover from that too. So it's oh God, when it's just the two of us in here, there's not three of us or four of us where it's like, all right, I can go away and then the other ones can do it. It's like, it would just be you up here talking by yourself.
Yeah, and that's no fun. Who am I going to talk to? I could bring Braden in here and he'd just sit here with me, I guess, but
he wouldn't even talk to you.
I know he wouldn't. There. He would just sit there on his phone. He'd be like, what are we talking about? He'd be like, what?
I did ask my sister. She wanted to come up and be on the podcast. And then I told her, never mind, you're not allowed.
I asked my wife before this, and she said, oh, well, then I was like, no, I was just joking anyways. just like, nope, never mind.
This is our thing. Get out.
Yeah, nerds. Get out of here. Annabelle asked. And I was like, no kids allowed.
Yeah, no podcast. Kids.
Yeah, no children allowed on the podcast today.
In case that occasional curse word comes out.
It doesn't happen too
occasional.
Often. Occasional. No. To keep it PG, can we say the F word like once?
Yeah.
Once per episode.
The S word and the F word or something, you know, like... I think that's just been two episodes where we've had a curse word.
Yeah, and I think one of them, I think both slip-ups are me. Both times.
I'm pretty sure it was, yeah.
It's both slip-ups are my fault. And I think it's usually, there's been a couple of times we've been doing it, like we've been sitting and recording and stuff, and I've had a few of these, and that's when I've slipped up, is when I bring in too many into the room with me when I'm recording. So
you bring like three or four, and it's like...
Bring like four or five of them. French like toast. Whatever, you, just God. Running through them. I've only brought two.
I'm over here.
So...
I'm drinking out of my beautiful purple geode-looking tumbler with water in it. Like, it's kind of hard to slip up.
Hell yeah. Something else that started happening. Just on my side real quick. I'm just going to mention my son real quick because I'm super proud of him. My son started, he's 15, and he just started working out and lifting weights about a month and a half ago. And he is sticking with it. He's asking where we're going. Usually a lot of times when a kid starts something like that, you've really got to push him. To keep going, but he's 100% been doing it. He's been getting better. He's starting to see, it's been about 6 weeks, so he's starting to see a little bit of change in certain areas of his body. So he's super excited about it. But I decided to throw that in there, that my son started working out. He's sticking with it. So if you're listening, and man, it's just start something and just stick with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
and it's always good to be a proud papa. You know,
I'm super proud of him. Super proud for sticking with it so much. So.
And Parker just had his birthday on the 14th. Today's the 16th, which is my brother Colton's birthday. So happy birthday to you, Colton. You're a dirty pop and you're a turkey sandwich. Tomorrow is Owen's birthday. And tomorrow we're going to do my wife went ham on buying presents for the boys.
Oh, did
like,
she?
It's way too much. And then she also found this thing on the yard sale page or the free page or whatever.
Yeah.
Where it was literally like, it's like, probably 16 boxes, and they look like Mario bricks.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I told her what you need to do is get coins and then put them in a couple of the boxes so when they punch the box, the coin falls out.
I'll send you a picture. When Braden was, I think, 5 or 6, like the Angry Birds game had just come out on your phone, we did an Angry Birds-themed birthday party, and I got cardboard boxes and painted them and this and that to look like the bricks and stuff, and all the kids came over. I had this whole big thing set up, and the kids would throw it and try to knock everything down, then I'd reset it. I'll send you pictures of it. Yeah, so that's cool. That's cool.
Super excited.
So did she find is it like a Mario-themed birthday is what you guys are doing?
It's kind of like a Nintendo-themed birthday, because... One of them wanted Pokemon, and one of them wanted, I think, Mario. So, Nintendo has all that. So that's what we kind of just said Nintendo themed. So there's a bunch of Nintendo stuff, and they love like Kirby, Kirby, and you know Donkey Kong, and all that stuff. And They can't even say Donkey Kong. They say Dottie Kong. So it's like, I love Dottie Kong too, you know? Like,
getting close. It's pretty close. So, you know.
Little kid speech. You know how it goes.
You ain't got to be exact.
Let's catch up on video games and TV shows or whatever.
Oh,
so
God.
You want to go ahead?
Yeah, so obviously Stranger Things. I don't know if you watch it, but... Yeah, I watch it. In the season, the first episodes came out. Obviously, you got to wait till July for the last two, but I watched them all in a day because I really like that show.
Wow.
A lot darker than the previous seasons. A lot more of a horror element type thing to it. It's
awesome.
That's
what I've heard.
It's amazing. So I've been watching that. The Boys season 3 came out, so I started watching that. Dude, so good. So good.
Oh,
God. I just finished episode 2 last night, so
the first 10 minutes of the first episode was like wild.
Yeah, I sat there watching my wife. My wife's like, "Oh God!" So I've been watching that.
If you don't watch The Boys on Amazon Prime, then there's something wrong with you. That is such a phenomenal show. Such a good show.
You know, who watched it and hates that show? Bobby. Ooh. Bobby. He hates anything having to do with superheroes. Like, dude, this isn't even like superheroes. It's like anti-superhero type thing.
That's it.
He watched the first two episodes of the season. He's like, I hate this. I was just like, okay.
Oh, no.
You know, we can't save everybody. So, I mean, we tried. But
I love you, Bobby, but God damn it.
Besides that, video games, I mean, obviously playing some Battlefield, this and that. But I actually downloaded The Division today. The Division 2.
Ooh. Yeah.
Just because a lot of the guys in the 13th are playing it, so I figure I'll give it a shot and kind of see how it goes. It's supposed to be like a real grindy type game. Like a looter shooter type game. So, and plus it's third person, which I'm not a huge fan of third person shooters. But I'll everyone's been telling me to give it a try. And it was like $8. So,
I mean,
$8
in the end,
fine.
You were kind of iffy before we started playing Don't Starve together. But
we were, which I've been playing actually that game a lot lately, if you've seen me on. Yeah. I've been playing that quite a bit. My brother actually bought it and downloaded it, so I've been playing a little with him. And he's new, so you know how it was when you're new. You want to just go explore and stuff like that. Because you know you and me, we have a system. Like, you find the beat flow, you do this, you do that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a structure to what we do.
Yeah.
With him,
and usually one of us does this, and the other one does this, or we even swap mid and then change it.
I was playing with him the other day, and we were looking for beef on this and that, and then we finally found a spot. He opened up a freaking sinkhole next to us. He's like, "I'm gonna go underground." I was like, "Why?" Just, we don't need to. it is when you're helping a new player. Like when I first started playing with you, and you were helping me, I die so much trying to help him. Just, you know, and it's just, I love you to death, bro. But. God, yeah, I love you to death. But it can get a little frustrating.
It's a great game.
It is. I've been trying to get Braden to play it, and then Brittany's been playing it with me a little bit because I don't, you know what I mean? So I have somebody to play with. But
yeah, she likes that game.
Yeah, but hopefully my brother, I think him and his family went on a vacation over to Tennessee this weekend. So hopefully he's back on for tomorrow or Saturday so me and him can run through it again. We did find a nightmare area really close off a coast on one of the maps we have now. So the goal is to go back to there and then sail up, because I've never been there, so we're gonna go try to do that.
I haven't either.
So
we tried to go there the one time that our boat burned down.
Yeah, but this time, like,
God damn it,
we both died. So as ghosts, I was like, okay, well, let's get out in the water. We're gonna find a spot so we can sail to it, because I've never been there. And we found one. It's actually really close off of the shore of one of the areas I found. So we're gonna go there and we're gonna go sailing. We're going boating, you know. Super excited.
Hell yeah.
But that's what I've been doing. What have you been doing as far as your TV shows, your different video games?
Jesus.
You know,
I've actually been pretty busy doing that stuff. Like, of course, I've been playing Battlefield 5. Got my KD, my kill to death ratio, up above the highest it's ever been. Highest it's ever been before was 1.72 kills to death. It's 1.73 right now, potentially 1.74, because I had a pretty good day today also playing.
You know you're going to pass me, right?
Well, because I have so many less kills than you that I probably will.
Yeah.
So I'm playing good now.
I'm sitting like a 1.81 or 82, I think, last time I
looked. Right.
So I can move my KD up 0.01 like once or twice a month. If I play a lot, and I haven't been playing a lot lately. I've been playing a lot of other things.
Right.
Yeah, you're definitely going to pass me.
You have 69,000 kills with one gun. I only have 62,000 kills overall, so it's like,
That's true.
I should be able to pass you pretty relatively easy, I think, because of the sheer amount of kills that you have compared to what I have, you know?
Yeah. Have you died 124,000 times? Because I have.
I don't think so. I think it's like 32.
Yeah, I've done like 100 and something like that. But I do have like 230 kills, 240 kills, something like that. So I do have a lot of kills. But yeah, you're so definitely going to pass. You're definitely going to pass me, though.
So. We'll see. I mean, I'm gonna try, but we'll see.
Yeah, you should, because I'm getting ready to start playing the Division too. I mean, it reminds me of Destiny, man. Like it's like you pop out in this world, you just got to go do things. Which I'm a big fan of being told what to do in video games or having a clear objective, not run around and do whatever. You know.
Right. I played the Division 1 a lot, and I mean like a lot, you know. But I also purchased the Division 2, so. Got that downloading. I've also been playing a pretty decent amount of Diablo Immortal.
I saw you mention that.
On the phone, so it's Diablo on the phone. So I mean, that's literally the only way I play it. You can play it on the computer too, but I just play it on the phone, like sitting on the toilet or something. Let me pop into Diablo for a few minutes and then. And then the one game that I've been playing that matters the most. So you know what I'm talking about. The one game that I've been playing.
Oh, dude. Like, I saw you on that. I was like, okay, he's just trying it out. And then it's just like every day you've been on it. You know?
I love it. It's a wind down game. The game is called Lawn Mowing Simulator.
You run a
company and you literally just mow lawns. That's all that you do. So it's me and one other employee, and I tell my wife, I need to do this because I'm going to hand this down to the kids someday. You know, yeah. I got to grow this business.
Yeah.
The fake lawn mowing business.
Every once, because there's a pressure washing like simulator game, but it's not on Game Pass. Like I've seen that online before and like video of that, which for like my OCD of like everything needed to be, would be perfect for me. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
A lot of fun.
I'm telling you, you got to stream it one of these days. Get on your stream.
I will.
Lawnmower simulator. Yeah. Reel them in with the Battlefield 5. Stream? And then switch midstream.
Don't tell anybody. Just like, hang on a second. I got to go back and play. But in reality,
and then boom, switch. Lawnmower simulator.
You're all here now? We're going to start mowing some lawns. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so if you haven't followed me on Twitch, my username is Peaswad, PEASWAD. Same as everywhere else. So follow me on Twitch if you haven't already. Sleepy's always usually there. So.
Pretty much. Cool. Yeah. Try to beat my watch TV time, shows? I dare you.
It's so much. Yeah. TV shows, I'm caught up with The Boys.
Hell yeah.
I started the last season of Peaky Blinders because that's
nice
on Netflix now. I'm caught up on that show. I'm going, after Peaky Blinders is done, I'm going to watch the, what's it called? The one you, Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
But I realized that I don't know how it happened. ADD, I don't know what, but I 100% have only watched through the second season, part of the second season. I never watched the third
season.
Of Stranger
Things?
Yeah. I don't have a reason. It's not that I don't like it, because I do. I really like the show. It just, that happens with my ADD, which is another problem. My sister informed me the ADD is not a thing anymore.
Oh, it's not?
Did you know that? It's only ADHD.
Yeah, my son, I don't know, he takes a pill every night before he goes to bed, so he's not a maniac all day the next day, so.
100%, exactly right, me too. But apparently it's ADHD, and then you have two different, like, descriptions of how it works, which is the same thing of saying ADD or ADHD, so that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You're hyperactive or you're not hyperactive. That's what ADD and ADHD is. But
yeah, that's what I thought.
Whatever. Apparently ADHD is the only thing now, but... anyways, let's, now that we have already talked for 30 minutes.
I was just looking at that. We're a half hour in on introductions and just BSing. So I guess
we've been here.
Yeah. So I guess maybe the people want to hear about what are we doing today? Urban Legends. We're going to do another one of those.
Urban
today?
Legends by State Part 3.
Okay. I really think, you know, we're doing this. We can look at the Google Doc, but like my brother said, maybe do something with aliens there. You know, maybe toss something in there down the road. Yeah. I don't know. Absolutely.
I got a couple extra ideas that I need to add to it. Like, just really quickly, like Avril Lavigne replacement. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah.
Avril Lavigne replacement.
Years and years ago.
She, maybe. Maybe. But yeah, I got a couple of extra ideas that I keep running around the head that I need to add to it. But okay. So yeah, today we're going to talk about the Urban Legends by State, part three. Granted, we already are 30 minutes in, so unless you want to go a little extra today, we can knock a couple of these out, but it's up to you, man.
It doesn't matter. I got anything to do. I'm off tomorrow, so it's after I get off of this, I'm going to eat dinner, and then, I don't know, probably go play Division II or go sit in my garage. So if the kids want to play darts, I'll probably go play darts in the garage or something. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, man. I'm with you. I'm going to go eat after this also, and then I'm going to go and mow on the video game system.
Are you? Nice.
I love it. It's so awesome. But because I am back to streaming Battlefield 5, and I could not live without my weapon wheel, I can give you guys an idea of what it looks like for that, but we're not going to do the weapon wheel anymore for this.
It takes a lot of time to set up, right? I mean, you got to pull each individual one off, add them all in, so... It's a fun idea if you've got time to do it, but
it would have been smoke only. See, that's the Battlefield one, has all the weapons and everything. But I would have had to have removed 70 individual things from that, and then to add on all the states we haven't done yet. So it's kind of like,
and we kind of wanted to do this today and record, not like 2 days from now. So
yeah, for real.
So Peaswall just going to pick what we're going to do, which one states at random, and then we're just going to look it up in this. Kind of find one consensus when we hit our Google search and just decide which one we're going to pick.
Okay, because of where we're from, we're going to do the two most important first today. Yeah. Are you ready? So we're going to start it off with my state, which I was actually technically born in Nebraska, but I'm from Iowa, so come at me. We are going to do Iowa first. So you're going to look it up on the other thing, and I'm going to go to businessinsider.com/UrbanLegendsUS2018. That's where we're getting all this information from. And I'm going to go down, and I'm going to read what they have to say on here, and then he's going to look up something else. Ooh, I do know about this.
What is
it? Yes, this is so exciting, because I 100% know about this.
What is it?
Nope, this is not the one I know about. God damn it. Never mind, I look like an idiot. Iowa, the Black Angel.
Okay, that's the first thing that came up on my little search thing, so.
She's located in Oakland Cemetery, which, for those who don't know, I'm from Oakland, Iowa. Whoa, but this is not the same place. The Black Angel stands over 8 feet tall in Oakland Cemetery in Iowa City and is eerily black due to oxidation. Most likely because of her dark appearance, multiple legends have cropped up around her. One legend says that a pregnant woman should never walk under her or she'll lose the child. Others say that if you touch or kiss the statue, you'll be dead within 6 months.
Oh.
Jesus. So you just got don't do that.
You got like a delayed, like the ring thing here going on, huh? That one was like 7 days. This is like 6 months.
Whether haunted, cursed, or completely harmless, the statue is definitely a somber sight to see. So that's from our friends at Business Insider, our favorites. So the one I was thinking of is the same thing. I'm pretty sure it's the exact same thing, exact same concept. So in Council Bluffs, Iowa, there's also a Black Angel statue. That people were like scared of. There we go. This is probably better than what that is. What did you find on it?
Oh, kind of the same stuff. You know, it says here, you know, obviously if you kiss it or touch, you know, whatever, you're gonna. It just says you die. Doesn't give the time frame. It says it turns a shade blacker every Halloween to mark those that's killed in the past year. Defacing the angel also supposedly brings death, but that hasn't stopped jerks. They called people a jerk. With hammers and hacksaws removing several of its fingers. So it's missing fingers. Geez. But there is an explanation here. Like, people say it looks creepy, and why is it black? Da-da. It's made of bronze. So as bronze oxidizes, it gets that blacker color. And people also think it's creepy looking. It says here that it was commissioned by, I'm going to butcher every name we ever try to say, Teresa Dolezal Feldwert, a Czech Bohemian immigrant. So in other words, it's not an American depiction of an angel. It's not something you're used to seeing. So it's obviously going to look a little bit more ominous or weird or something, you know, like that. So,
right.
Well, I've never been there, obviously. So have you?
I have.
Have you been to this Oakland Cemetery?
Oh, well, I've been to Iowa City a whole bunch.
Dude, but it has a phone number to this cemetery.
You want to call them right now?
Well, I'm using my phone for this right here, but...
Oh, I mean, I got my... Jesus, man.
So you don't want the number. We're not calling them then.
No.
I kind of wanted to call them.
No.
It says here that their hours just 7:30 to dusk, but call to verify, so it's... This fake hours. Like, that's not real.
Yeah, they're not open.
They're not open ever. You know.
And just to be crystal clear for everybody, if it sounds weird or different or looks weird, we had to splice because somehow my microphone turned off.
Not me. I figured it was always going to be me who's going to do something like that. Wasn't me this time. Wasn't me.
Nope. It was me. Hey, it's me. I am P-Slot. I messed it up. So we talked about Iowa, and then it cut off in the middle, like at the very end of Iowa. And then we talked about the next one. But it's all good because I'm going to hit the microphone. We're going to smush them together through editing, and it'll be okay in the end.
Because P-Slot is an amazing editor.
I wouldn't say that. I have the ability to do some editing.
I have the ability to do zero editing, so you're 100% better at editing than me.
Oh, just burp on the microphone. Sorry about that. Yeah, I know, right? Like, come on, man. Okay, so next up, we will talk about Kansas. Yep.
We've already got it queued up. We just talked about it, so let's talk about it again.
It's a good thing we didn't get too far into it, you know, at least like 20 minutes ahead.
Quick, so that's good. Like, we didn't lose much time.
Yeah, yeah. So. We didn't. So, Kansas is the Devil's Chair. The chair is located in Alma Cemetery. The legend of the Devil's Chair goes like this. An old farmer in Alma refused to sell his land to the city in order to build a new cemetery. Someone got a little too tired of waiting for him to sell, so he was pushed into his own well. Eventually, someone said that there was a terrible smell coming from the well, so the city sent someone to investigate. It was ruled that the well was empty and it was boarded up. I don't know how long he was down there, but... Could he be alive?
If it's going to start smelling bad, I'd say no. But it's just... Why would you just board it up?
Right?
It's just like, let's not go look for any evidence of why. Like, oh, it's probably like a...
I don't see anything in there.
It's dark. Like, nobody wants to go in there. So it's just... Like, there's a missing farmer.
Boarded up.
And then they find that. You think they go look. You know?
Yeah. Let's put two and two together here. But no, wait. We want to make a cemetery out of this. So who cares? You know, just board it up.
He can be, whoever's down there is the first. It's fine. It's cool. Actually, I was reading some other stuff about... Go ahead.
Now, if you make your way to Alma, you can actually sit on the boarded up well. But legend says that people who have sat on the well have been known to mysteriously disappear.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I've actually been reading a little bit on this as we've been kind of just talking, just kind of scrolling through it. But apparently, devil's chairs are pretty common in older cemeteries. Like, it's not just... Yeah.
Really?
It's like, it's not something that's just in that thing. It's like, it's actually been used... you can see them in older cemeteries quite a bit, especially going back to like the Appalachian Mountain areas in like the 1800s. They were very popular. So it's just, and they were designed with the idea that when people were to come to mourn or visit, they would have somewhere to sit. Yeah. So it's one of those things that's not even that uncommon to actually see those in like older cemeteries. A lot of them they say they're broken or deteriorated because, you know, you got the four legs or whatever. If one breaks, then you basically got to get rid of it. But it says, you know, it's just but it says here
why are they called the devil's chair? Nobody's gonna sit in that. I'm not sitting in that.
Well, they didn't call them that back then, but I'm trying to figure out what they were called then. Hold on.
Chairs.
Yeah, chairs. That's probably what they were called, just chairs.
Yeah, back in the day, it was like, here's a chair. Yeah. And then eventually it was like, that's the devil's chair. And it's like, no, it's not. It's a chair. Like, get over yourself.
Yeah, but now...
You sit in that chair, you'll have stinky butt.
Yeah, but
like, no,
but
you
won't. But now it is basically the Actually, there's lots of things. It says, if you sit in one of these chairs, depending on where you live or what story you've heard, so apparently it varies how the devil works across the United States, you can die during the coming year. You die before a certain birthday.
Ooh.
You're going to hear a crying baby or a scream of a woman, or the devil's going to appear and you can make a deal with him.
That's when you're in Georgia, I think.
That's true.
He comes in down to Georgia and he looks for a soul to steal. Well, I'm just saying, that's a thing.
Not to be rude, but I've said this before, I think, but it should be, if you're going to be in a fiddle contest and you call in a whole band to help you, that's like immediate disqualification. it shouldn't be allowed, you know?
But it's the devil. It's not like things are going to be fair against the devil.
But it should be. I mean, it's a fiddle contest, not a band of demons plus fiddle contest. So.
Yeah, yeah. The band could be great, but it shouldn't be accounted as part of it.
Yeah, it's all about the fiddle, you know?
It's just the fiddle, which is actually not
from
a
what
thing.
I heard,
it's a violin.
From what I heard, Johnny did pretty well, so it's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Johnny did great. Yeah.
But anyways.
So speaking of.
Everything I'm seeing here is, you know, it's these devil chairs are located in a lot of places. A lot of older cemeteries.
Don't sit on them, everybody.
But they're all kind of the same thing. It's just, you know, they're all called devil's chairs now because if you sit in them, you're going to die or you're just going to die, apparently. So,
yeah.
I need to find a devil's chair. Let me test this theory. I live in Georgia, so there's a lot of old cemeteries around. So maybe
don't.
There's one.
I don't want you to sit in a chair that's going to kill you. I'm just saying, I don't want anybody to sit in a chair that's going to kill them.
Well,
or is this one of these things like you're going to die someday, and when you do, that was because of the devil's chair. You know, like I die at like 97 years old,
80,
and it's like that was the devil's chair.
In my bed.
It got him.
Surrounded by family and friends.
Peacefully going. That was the devil's chair. Got him. I got another one.
Funny. Yeah. That's probably exactly what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Devil's Chair claims another
claims
one. 97 year old. 97
year old who sat in it 60 years ago. Very nice. Very nice. All right. What's the next one? What's the next one?
Speaking of Johnny in Georgia, let's go to the next one, which is your current state of Georgia.
Yeah, you said home state, and that's immediately what my mind went to, even though I've been here like 17, 18 years. You know what I mean?
Your home state is Kansas. Your residence is Georgia.
Yeah.
Like my residence is Delaware,
I don't have an accent. It's because I was born and raised in the Midwest. Like there's no accent.
Yep, exactly right. Represent Midwest. So Georgia is the ghost town of Lake Lanier.
Oh, dude. You know what's amazing about Lake Lanier? I could leave my house and be there in 10 minutes. Like it's the major lake out here. Yeah. Then when I say I'm going to the lake, like those videos I sent went to the lake a couple weeks ago. That's the lake. I'm on Lake Lanier.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. What? You were in a ghost town lake?
Well, the I don't even need this for this. Well, the thing about it.
Here we go. Insider
info.
The
thing about Lake Lanier is the way it's a man-made lake. So, years and years and years ago when they did it, they actually moved people out of, there were like towns and like little like cities and stuff spread out because Lake Lanier is huge. Like it's a massive lake.
Okay.
So basically they moved people out of their homes in these little towns and they flooded it. So it's actually funny because if we go through a drought and the lake gets too low, you can actually start seeing the tops of these old buildings in the lake from these towns. Yeah. I'm not joking.
Wow.
Yeah. But they say due to these people being removed and this and that, and lake flooding, you know, them flooding these houses, it's haunted, blah, blah, blah. This is going to be short because it's not haunted. The problem is it's a huge lake in North Georgia. There's a lot of drinking that goes on, you know what I mean, on that lake.
Oh,
so
yeah, yeah.
Every
yeah.
week when summer hits, you watch the news, somebody dies on that lake every week. During the summer,
because
of drinking,
lots of drinking,
people are drowned, jumping off bridges, you know, people jumping out of boats going full speed, you know, things like that, you know. So it's a lot of people do die on this lake,
he's 100% right. You're 100% right.
A lot of people do die on this lake, but it's not, I don't think it's haunted. I think it's more due to people being irresponsible and drinking way too much, like, and then going boating. Yep. So,
okay, let me read what it says here. At the bottom of the lake lies almost fully intact towns, ferries, a racetrack, and multiple cemeteries. Yep. Jesus, there's a cemetery.
Oh yeah, well, there were towns. You know,
the government. Yeah, the government, in their determination to create Lake, how do you say it? Lanier.
Lanier. Yep.
Lanier. Bought up entire towns in order to clear the space for the lake after they received congressional approval in 1946. However, they just decided to let the water cover up the town rather than demolishing them. Now, Lake Lanier has a decidedly eerie feel about it. There have been an unusual amount of freak accidents and deaths on the lake. In 2011, there were 17 deaths alone.
That's a lot. I can guarantee, you know what I mean? There were two people who drowned on it last week.
Seriously?
Dude, every week during the summer, it's on the news. It's like somebody dies there on that lake every week during the summertime.
That's awful.
But you can continue reading.
Okay. You can attest to this here, potentially. People have reported feeling arms and legs in the water.
That's fish.
Have not...
That's fish and mud. It could be.
Those are arms and legs.
I thought it was fish and mud.
But have not been able to find them. Not been able to find them right after, leading people to believe that spirits still roam the lake. What do you think?
I think it's just more people drinking and driving boats. I think is the bigger problem. There seems to be more responsible adults out on the lake. Is kind of what's going on. So.
Yeah,
that's funny though. I thought it was gonna be Bigfoot. I really did, and then it turned out to be Lake Lanier. And didn't even need it. I can just tell you about Lake Lanier.
Yeah, you were literally on that lake. What, like 2 weekends?
Yeah,
ago
yeah.
Or something.
My buddy and I, and then a couple other families. We took his boat out. You find islands in the middle of this lake. We found one. Spent the day on it. Grilled out. Swam. Mm-hmm. Hung out. It was a great day. It was super fun.
And you felt arms and legs in there. I'm sure.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Fish and mud.
Why not? Brittany was in there. She was like going out like waist deep. She got bit by a little fish. You know what I mean?
No, that was a. Did it look like a human mouth? I'm just saying.
I wasn't there. Annabelle had goggles on and she was trying to find fish. She's like, I can't see anything. I was like, yeah, because it's a lake. He's like, it's in a pool.
Lakes are dirty.
It's dirty.
You know what I mean? This is what they do.
It's like, it's, you know.
All right.
So, like, don't pee in the pool. I got to pee. Go in the lake. It's a lake. You know? Yeah. I don't care. Walk over there.
And you can pee in a pool, too. That's why there's chlorine. It kills everything. Chlorine is the worst. People pee in the pool all the time. It's forever.
It is.
You peed in a pool. I pee in a pool.
Every time I go to the pool, take the kids to our pool and stuff like that, or even go to, like, Bobby and they ever go to their pool. I'm just sitting and looking at all these kids like, a lot of pee.
They're peeing. They're if they were a country, they'd be European.
That's right.
You know,
that's
like
right.
It's whatever, man.
So next one, we're gonna do. What'd you say, Delaware?
Delaware. The ghost of Mr. Chew, the home of Mr. Chew in Dover, Delaware, which is the city that I live in, Dover, Delaware. The ghost of Mr. Chew.
Chew, as in like chew my food.
Chew. Yep. While not a particularly mean-spirited ghost, the ghost of Samuel Chew is still disconcerting. Chew was the Chief Justice of the Delaware Supreme Court in 1741. Whoa. This is the first state, Delaware. I don't know if you knew that, but it is literally the first state.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And second smallest state. Second.
Only to Rhode Island.
Behind Rhode Island. Yep. I got a homie from Rhode Island. I always told him he was from Delaware. He's always gotten mad about that. While he was alive, he didn't always get the respect he deserved. People frequently made fun of his name by mimicking sneezes while he walked by.
That's not that weird of a name. Samuel Chew?
why do they mimic sneezes, though?
It was weird in the 1700s.
Like, why wouldn't you do...
He was tormented daily.
Why didn't you, like make a chew sound? Like chewing food, right? Is that weird to me? Not a sneeze sound.
Yeah.
Or then maybe because they went, achoo.
Ah, there you go. You cracked the code. That's what it is.
That's it, yeah. After his death, people reported seeing his ghost sitting under a poplar tree, wandering the courthouse, and generally creeping out the residents of Dover. Chu would also pull on men's coattails and give women a cold, icy feeling. So, lesson here is don't walk around Dover in coattails, and then he has nothing to pull.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I'm going to immediately stop wearing my coattails.
Quit wearing your coattails and your powdered wig out and just dress, you know, just dress down a little bit.
And I'm never, if I never say achoo, then I don't have a problem.
See, out of fright, people closed up shops and stayed indoors. Children aren't allowed to play outside anymore. Why? He was harassing men's suits, not children.
He's like, kids, whatever. Get over here with your coattails, you nasty.
It says here it got so bad in the town of Dover that they decided that the only way to get rid of Chu was to hold a funeral. He didn't have a funeral for the first time?
Jesus.
Like, what'd you guys do with him?
He was a Supreme Court justice. Like, he's an important person.
Did you have a second
what?
One? Held a funeral for.
I'm very confused.
Ghost
also.
Spirit of a dead person, citizens of Dover, buried an empty casket under the tree where he sighted the most. Occasionally, Mr. Chu haunts any person who makes fun of his name, but other than that, the funeral worked in suppressing the ghost. So, apparently, if there's a ghost, okay. You have to have two funerals. Mr. Achu, yeah, show up here. I dare you.
Oh, don't do it.
Do it. Do
no.
it. Do it.
Uh-oh. Oh, I'm digging deeper. We're web sleuths here. Are you ready?
What do you got?
Because Business Insider has done messed up.
Ooh, Business Insider.
Because it's, okay. This is the home of Mr. Chu in Dover, Delaware. Okay. But if you click on the picture, that picture then says Courthouse, Newcastle, Delaware.
Okay, so it's Newcastle.
And Newcastle is at the very, very northern part of the state, and Dover's like right in the middle. So it's like I'm reading
another website here, you know, that farmer Mr. Hendricks who saw him the first time. It says, Mr. Hendricks was cold and scared when he saw him, and to his mortification, started sneezing. Needless to say, the ghost didn't like that and started chasing him. He ran all the way home and told his wife about the terrifying. So this guy was just started sneezing because of allergies and was chased by a ghost all the way home.
The ghost scared the allergies into him.
I guess so. I thought you were going to sneeze.
No, I can't do that now. It's illegal. I don't want Samuel
Chu.
That's Samuel Chase. Same old Chu.
Sharp at your ass.
I was going to say, because I'm looking at this, and there was an impeachment of a guy whose name was Samuel Chase. Okay, all right. That's a different person. So I was about to get in deep, like, you know, he got impeached, but that's not
true. So you got a ghost here who was made fun of for his name. Well, a guy made fun of for his name.
Yeah.
His original funeral is a mystery, apparently. There's nothing on it. So they had a second one.
He may or may not had an original funeral.
To prevent,
it's allegedly.
To prevent, dudes were walking around in their like petticoats or whatever the hell they wore back in 1700. A lot of layers, a lot of clothes back then. Very warm. Yeah,
too much.
Very warm.
I couldn't do it.
And basically, this guy just running around yanking on people's clothes. So it's just like walking with your lady and just like, and then you just look stupid, I guess. And then it would just make women uncomfortable because.
And then if you sneezed, it was bad.
Yeah, and you can't sneeze. Because he'll chase you.
Don't sneeze. Because it's bad.
Dude, if I ever hear somebody sneeze more than twice, like somebody sneezes three times, I'm immediately just like, get it together, dude. Like, I'll give you two bless yous. After that, it's like, dude, just, figure it out. Figure it out right now.
Did you know that scientifically that if you sneeze three times back to back, your body gets the feeling of the equivalency of an orgasm?
I've never sneezed. Apparently, I've never sneezed three times in a row then, because I figured like that would be an issue or something you'd remember.
And you know, I've never orgasmed, so I mean, we don't know anything about this.
There you go. Fantastic.
I have. That's a joke. Of course I have. Allegedly, I have. we need to say allegedly way more often.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So I am going to do further sleuthing in real life on this, and I'll take some pictures of this place if it is here in Dover.
Hell yeah.
If it's not in Newcastle, because I'm not driving to Newcastle. It's like at least 45 minutes of a drive. There's no way. There's no need for me to drive that. You know, well, like, but if I can look into it and figure out where Mr. Samuel Chu's house is in Dover, because I'm sure it's a historical place, if you find his house,
you have to go to the front porch and, like, throw pepper in your face so you can't stop sneezing. Okay? To see if...
I'm not trying to bring him home with me.
Like, and you've got to wear something with coattails. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go to my wife and be like, what do I have that's, like, either a petticoat or petticoat-like. If not, I need to go and purchase one. Do you think that Kohl's has a petticoat available right now? Go to
Goodwill. If you need like something like that, just go for yeah. Goodwill. I'm sure they have everything.
Oh, yeah. Goodwill has everything.
Everything weird like that.
Everything weird. I could get Salzy. He's got stuff like that.
He does. Well, I don't know if he has stuff like that. He's like a World War II way bigger reenactor. Than him. Yeah, and that's true.
But I mean, there's petticoats in that stuff.
You're not gonna fit in anything he has. You know what I mean?
Fat guy in a little.
Because I saw you next to him. Because obviously you're taller, and you know, Salzy shorter. But like, it's like that reminded me of, like when you came down here to visit. Like, because you were taller in person, than I thought you'd be. You really were. You know what I mean? You're a lot bigger in person than I thought you'd be.
Big brolicky dude. You know. Just fat. whatever.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God. Lord. It is what it is, man. You know, you just got to play the cards you're dealt. So let's get a couple more in before we head out. How much time have we been in so far?
Hour five.
Okay, let's do two more and then we'll head out. Sure, sounds good?
Sure.
Yep. All right. So the next one we're going to do is Oregon. Have you ever been to Oregon?
No. The only place on the West Coast I've been is California, Los Angeles. And that was for work. For, like, sales meetings.
Oh, man. I love Oregon. I always knew I would. I'm not an outdoorsy person, but it is so beautiful. Like, I love Oregon. I've been to Astoria, Oregon, which is, like, a big-time filming place for some reason. Like, Kindergarten Cop, Short Circuit. Free Willy, like all those were filmed in like Astoria, Oregon. There's so many more too, but whatever. I think the Goonies were also filmed there too.
Really?
So like 80s classics are all like all filmed in Astoria, Oregon.
Love
apparently,
the Goonies.
And everything's filmed in Georgia.
A lot of things are filmed in Georgia but, now. Yeah.
Like
Hollywood type area.
It really is. It really because it's so diverse in like the land area. You know, like the topography. There we go. Hey, look at that.
What we got for Oregon?
So, Oregon is the Bandage Man of Cannon Beach. And it says here below the picture, Cannon Beach is a beautiful place. It is.
Any beach is aesthetically pleasing, you know, to an extent.
I know, right? But this one is just is a beautiful place.
Gorgeous.
According to Business Insider. Kiss, allegedly beautiful. The Bandage Man is the American version of a mummy. He is rumored to be the ghost of a logger who died in a sawmill accident and now terrorizes teenagers who hang out at a deserted area of a highway near Cannon Beach. Why are teenagers hanging out in a haunted area? Like, let's not hang out there. Let's find another place.
I feel like they don't know, you know.
Oh, they know. They know. They're trying to get their girls scared so they can go
get them a little closer.
Unsightly things, or you know, yeah, exactly. You're scared, girl. Get over here. stories say that he knocks on car windows to try and get in, and smells really, really bad.
That's just rude.
I know, right? Like some people have problems with body odor. Get over yourself, Business Insider. Come on, man. The Bandage Man.
I'm reading.
He's a mummy.
Yeah, it just. Like, how did it say he died? Does it say?
A sawmill accident.
Okay, so I found another website that says the legend started because there were obviously two people at this place. It said, I believe it's their surroundings. They were making out when the truck shifted as though someone had climbed into the bed of the truck. They looked out the rear window to find a disfigured man covered in bandages rocking the truck back and forth. So you got a dude covered in band-aids just doing one of these numbers, you know?
He just sat there. He just jumped in the back of the truck and just started rocking it? Yeah.
Like, says he started pounding on the window in the top of the truck as the boy pulled the truck out of the overlook and started racing down the highway.
Was the guy still in the truck when they peeled out of there?
The couple drove for a few miles with Banner still being on the truck until he suddenly disappeared. So he either fell out or he evaporated.
So a bandaged homeless man who was having a mental breakdown is now dead because they peeled out and he fell out while they were driving 90 down a highway.
It's going to make him even more upset, you know, for people to be in his area.
Yeah.
Like I said, it says here, I believe he's a guy, there's a logger who died in a horrific, who died for horrific injuries sustained while working in the area. I've got a picture here.
Mm-hmm.
This guy looks okay.
Of him?
It could just be a general picture, but it's like a dude. He's got like some blood on his face. He's got bandages wrapped around his head, like in a cartoon, like, and they're tied up top, you know? So I don't really think this is probably him. It doesn't look very scary.
No, that's him. That's definitely him. It's got to be. Without a doubt, it's got to be him.
Come knock on my truck window, man.
Yeah, I dare you to rock my truck. I will rock your face. Get out.
Mother brother.
Cartoon-looking mother brother.
He said it smelled horribly of rotting flesh. My God. Sometimes leaves small pieces of bloody bandages where he visits.
Ew, that's gross.
Yeah, you ever find just like a Band-Aid randomly somewhere? Like...
Not like bandages. Like, I found a Band-Aid, but not like a pile of bandages that are all bloody.
Yeah,
like, that's
if
a
I
lot.
Was, like, somewhere and I looked down, like, there I'd was a mad. Pile of bloody bandages. Like, we probably should go because something bad happened here or somebody's having some issues and I don't want to get involved. I'm just going to go. So,
as a male... It could potentially be girl stuff, I'm good. Like, you know, I don't want to...
Lady, you know, the lady issues, like the... Not issues, don't want to say that. Lady... How do you even say this?
I can't wait to hear what you're going to say.
Lady endeavors. There we go. That's a good word. Endeavors. Yeah, adventures.
Oh my God, adventures. Your period is an adventure.
Something like that.
Oh, man. Okay,
so Bandage Man.
That's good. I was literally like.
Bandage Man.
You dug yourself in a hole, and I was just so excited for you to dig yourself out.
I feel like I recovered well, but.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Can't wait for your wife to hear this one.
Yeah, she'll be excited. love you, honey. So the Bandage Man could be real. Like you said, there's lots of people hanging on beaches. Yeah. Lots of people. Have Band-Aids, you know what I mean? It's just, they fall off in the water. People sometimes just smell bad.
And yeah.
My son just forgets constantly to wear deodorant to the gym, and he smells like a trash can by the time we leave. It's very frustrating. So, I mean, it's a lot, you know, so this could be real. Maybe his name's probably like Jim or something. Probably not Bandage Man, but...
It's gotta be, yeah. You know,
so.
Yeah, stop calling me Bandage Man. My name's Jim. I just like rocking trucks. Like, leave me alone,
yeah,
jerks.
Man, I'm just a big. I'm a truck enthusiast.
Let me tell you about an urban legend that happened in my home. That involved me personally. You know what? Let's save it. Let's save it until after we do the next one, and then we'll talk about mine. So, are you good with Oregon?
Yeah, I'm good with Oregon. I like that one. That was a good one.
Heck yeah. We're going to go North Dakota next, because I lived in North Dakota, and FML.
North Dakota. What do you got for me?
North Dakota.
Megacoda.
Oh, this is racist. Combine them. This is racist already.
Ooh.
This is the White Lady Lane. Why's the lady got to be white? What's that all about?
Got a lane.
The road runs through Tetralt Woods. I don't know what that is. So, the story of White Lady Lane is a tragic one. The legend states that a young woman became pregnant out of wedlock.
Uh-oh.
And her religious parents forced her to marry the father. The baby ended up dying after their wedding. Ooh. The girl, so upset about her baby and her forced marriage, hung herself from a bridge in her wedding dress. That's a lot of work. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Locals claim to still see her ghost hanging from the bridge. Wait. Why do you have to do it in your wedding dress?
Yeah. Is that,
you're trying to prove the point?
You're supposed to pass that down. No one's going to want it now.
But who's she going to pass it down to? Her kid passed away.
That's true. I mean, you got. She might have like some nieces or like a nephew. We don't judge here. So, you know, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Wear your wedding dress. I'd wear one, but it's a lot of material, just like we talked about before, and that's too hot. Yeah. I'm not big into that hot business.
Okay. What was her name? Her name was Anna. Says sightings are said to be most common around an area called Eddie's Bridge, though we are unable to find any information about a bridge with that name in the area, so that's red flag one. We were, however, able to find real records of a man by the name of Samuel Khalil, who was the guy.
Samuel.
Who in 1921 shot a 16-year-old girl named Anna in the chest, killing her as a result of a jealous fit. So that's the two names for this urban legend matchup, but like the way they died.
It's very, very common names.
Anna and Samuel back in like the 20s. Yeah,
if it was something like my first name, my real first name is Denton, yeah. You know, like if it was like Denton did this, it'd be like, but damn,
yeah,
you know,
back like, in the 20s, like, go, like, okay. That's a pretty unique name.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Even now, you know, like the spelling of my first name is. It's undoubtedly, you know, it's not like a Chris and a Sarah or something.
You don't see a lot of people with my name. Like, people, even my age, I don't run into very many of them. You know what I mean? Usually I run into, like, old people my name. And younger people, none. Zero.
No.
Everyone probably knows. My name's Paul. Like, nobody's naming their kids Paul. Nobody, when I was a kid, besides my mom, was naming kids Paul. So just.
Yeah, well, I mean. I would take Paul over Denton, you know, like it's such an unusual name. Like who, have you ever heard the name Denton before?
I actually went to high school with a guy named Denton.
First name?
Denton. D-E-A-D.
Was it D-E-N-T-O-N?
Yeah, D-E-N-T-O-N.
That's Denton. Oh, that's the fancy French version. Know.
But yeah, actually, his best friend was a guy whose first name was Paris.
Weird.
Yeah, his name was Paris, so.
Our names are weird, so let's be best friends. Yeah. Like
Denton Paris. Just
whereas all of my friends are like Paul and Kyle and Eric.
Yeah.
And then here I am, like the weird mother brother, like jeez, man.
As far as that goes, so I mean you could just maybe they made this urban legend off of this little news story. Probably not. Like you said, they're very common
names. It could be, yeah. That's very different, though. Like, he shot her in the chest. People, nobody got married and had a kid out of wedlock.
Yeah, people were murdering people a lot, I feel, in the 20s. And it was, like, hard to prove anyways because DNA evidence didn't exist
unless you saw what happened, it was like...
Unless somebody saw you do it, I mean, you could get away with anything. You know, you'd rob a bank, and as long as you're gone before the cops get there, you're good to go.
Yep, exactly right. Exactly right.
I'm reading here. If you drive down White Lady Lane, I mean, she'll show up. She's still in the wedding dress, and she's pacing up and down the road is what this says. So, I don't know. Poor.
She's either hanging from a bridge or pacing up and down the road.
Poor Samuel and Anna.
Yeah. Not necessarily Samuel as much, but just poor Anna.
Yeah, not really Samuel. Yeah, get alive, Samuel. Like, rude.
He just lived a regular life afterwards, you know? Like, Samuel's fine. Mm-hmm. It's a poor Anna, man.
Really,
so. Okay. So, my local story, right? You ready for this craziness?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
So, when I was younger, my mom was married to a guy named Jim, right? Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Jim. Jim passed away, so, okay. And he had a truck that he bought. It was like a Mitsubishi, like a smaller size truck. And he took the old rusted bed out of it, and he put wooden planks into the back, pretty much. And he put the words "White Lightning" on the back, because it was a white truck.
White lightning.
When it would drive, it looked like white lightning.
I've seen those Mitsubishi trucks, and you still see them sometimes. Those were small trucks.
Yeah.
Like itty bitty.
They were very small. Yeah.
But White Lightning. Huh?
Yeah. So when he was at
reminds
work,
me of John Travolta
one day. White Lightning. Yep. Well, we're saying white instead of grease. But yeah.
Oh, that's. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. White Lightning.
He says grease lightning.
He says white lightning. White lightning. That's slang for like moonshine, right?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, it is. Okay, good. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your story with being wrong on tons of levels, but go ahead.
So he was at work one day, and a couple people came in and said they were FBI agents. They came into his work and were like, hey, we need to inspect your truck. And he was like, oh, God, like, what's going on? Is everything okay? And they said, because your truck, by one of the previous owners, because it was like a 72 or something at the time, you know, like a 1972 Mitsubishi truck. So it was old. It was an old truck. But apparently the right side mirror from one of the previous owners was, they were driving along, and the mirror hit a homeless man in the head and decapitated him.
That's wild.
So they came and inspected the truck and did a whole bunch of stuff with the truck at his job, and ended up taking the right mirror off of it and took it in for evidence.
I swore. Sorry. Huh? I swore. Maybe they didn't hear it. So Jim left work that day without a right side mirror. That's inconvenient.
Yep, because the FBI came and took it because it killed the hobo, decapitated.
Did they ever prove it?
So yeah. Now we didn't hear anything else from that. It was literally, they took it for evidence and then never contacted us again. No. So it's
it's an older truck. Somebody needed a right side mirror for their Mitsubishi truck, and they this whole elaborate thing to get your Jim's off of his and take it home. That's what happened. Mm-hmm.
They were like, "You got your Burt Macklin FBI costume? Like, we're going down to get this. I saw one down at the local Menards. Let's go."
Oh,
because it was literally at a Menards.
Hey, what is a pirate?
And for those that don't know,
what does a pirate say after you kick him in the balls? Ah, Menards.
Oh, Menards. Yep. Menards is like a handyman store. Like, you go there for everything. Yeah. But so that way, in case people don't know, Menards is like a Midwestern United States store where you go there for like things that you're trying to build or screws or whatever. But so, yeah, either the real FBI took it or a fake FBI took it. But either way, that's a conspiracy theory and a potentially an urban legend. That's because wild. That truck is a killer.
It's a murderer. It's hunting murderer. Down. Homeless
people,
taking their heads
off.
I don't know. I like the idea. It could be a haunted truck, or somebody's like, I really need this right mirror because I don't got one. Because how inconvenient would that be? He showed up at work, and then they showed up, and they just took it. And it's just like, yeah, we're just gonna take this. Good luck on
this. Is
good
evidence.
Luck on staying on that side of your truck going forward. So
yeah, we're gonna put this into our regular Ziploc bag, not even evidence bag. I don't know. He didn't get to see all the whole thing. Yeah. You know, he just got to see part of it because he had to work. Yeah. You know, so it's like,
that's wild.
They were like looking at
that's
it.
That's crazy.
I've never had anything like that
happen to me before. Like, the FBI came to investigate my vehicle because it could have been involved in like a homeless person slaying. So
crazy, right?
Where's that truck now? Does anybody know?
I don't know. It's probably out there driving by itself, taking off more
probably.
Heads. With the left side, though. I can't do it with the right one anymore.
Can't do it with the right because the mirror's gone. They took it. So he's working with what he's got at this point. You know what I mean?
So if you see White Lightning with only a left side mirror, beware.
Run.
If you're homeless, beware. That's an urban legend from the Council Bluffs, Iowa area.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get on some mess. We just got to really push this out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
people need to hear this. People need to see it and hear it.
Google Iowa Urban Legends. I want God, what do we call it? What do we call this urban legend piece? What do we call it? The
White Lightning.
The legend
killer.
Of White Lightning.
The legend of White Lightning.
We're onto something. We're onto something.
We did it. We made an urban legend, and it murders hobos with its mirror.
Now, as we always stated, like when I stayed with Finland, if a movie comes out in the next like year that is about a 70s Mitsubishi truck running people over, you heard it here first. I mean, it's going to be uploaded. It's out there. So if that happens,
yep,
yeah, production value is going to go way up on this because we're going to have a lot of money. So
yeah, because we're going to be suing somebody because they took our idea. Yep. Like, yeah, let's go. Copyright June 16th, 2022 is when we're recording this. So if you hear it, we did it first.
Right here
at WT Conspiracy. Mm-hmm. Speaking of WT Conspiracy, we are at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We are WTConspiracy@gmail.com. If you would, please check us out at all those. Email us. We would love that.
I don't know. I was doing the C, but I can't remember which way it goes. So I did it wrong the first time.
Is it mirrored?
It's mirrored in front of me. So I've got to do it the opposite, and I'm pretty sure I messed it up. So anyways.
He's always throwing up the gang signs. That's fine.
No gang signs here. Email us. WTC signs. No gang signs here.
WTConspiracy@gmail.com. Please email us. We got a couple of them, like we said earlier, when we love it. We appreciate it. It's very amazing. We appreciate all the support that all of you have given us. We love you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much. We actually have hit over 400 listens on the podcast, which is something I didn't think we'd hit with 11 episodes.
Well, and just,
you know, like, I thought it'd be like 90 episodes and we'd hit 400.
No, man, it's just, you know, we just, like I said, we record when we can, so hopefully going forward we record a little bit more, but it's doing the once a week, I think it's proven to be, it's a little tough for us just because he's got a family, I've got a family, a lot of different things going on, so we'll just, hopefully we can just pump them out as much as we can. Hopefully it's more than once a month, but, you know, if it's once a month,
the idea is
to do it as much as we can when we have time.
The idea is once a week, but if we can't hit that goal, then bear with us. We're not done making these by any means. This is a fun time.
This is two dads enjoying hanging out, drinking water and beers, and just, you know, if we're just going to talk and sit around and chill and do this anyways, why would we not just record it and just put it out there for you guys to listen to? You know,
exactly.
Oh,
right.
Oh, hey, here's Oakley.
Exactly.
Oakley
right.
Showed up.
Oakley, that's his dog.
Yeah,
I love his dog.
Oakley,
it's such a great dog. Yeah. But next episode, okay. So, do you believe in any of the ones that we said today? Do you believe in any of them?
I don't. Like I said, I heavily disputed the Lake Lanier one because I'm here. I understand that. The only one that could possibly that I'm really thinking is true is the one that you brought to light about the Mitsubishi truck. So I'm 100% sure that's real. 100%. 100%
sure.
100% sure. There's a white lightning Mitsubishi truck, Mitsubishi, however you say it, god dang it, roaming the Council Bluffs area with only one mirror. So, look out, people.
And it's taking off heads from hobos. Yeah. So if you see a dead hobo without a head, that was white lightning. Be careful.
For sure, driving around by himself.
Don't look homeless, otherwise it'll get you too.
That's why Pease went and got his hair cut the other day. Just in case it ventures to Dover.
All the way 1,200 miles all the way to Dover
for you.
Country, it's always searching the countryside for them homeless.
That's right.
Like, you better look out.
That's right.
So, next episode that we are going to be recording will be the Kyle Todd special. So, for those that don't know, Kyle Todd is my friend from high school. He's been my friend for over 20 years. I talked to him. I'm pretty sure that I gave him COVID while I was back home.
Nice.
Sorry, Kyle. Yep. But he will be in our next episode where he is going to be bringing forward three conspiracies, I believe.
I believe it's
to do with music, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh.
It's three music conspiracies. And I told him that he should tell us what he should do is give us the three conspiracies, and then we'll tell him which one of them is fake.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm not going to do that because I've already done all the research and none of them are fake. And I told him, I'll tell you at the end of the episode which one of those is fake.
So, yeah, we'll figure it out.
I'm going to guess which one is fake. You can guess too. But in the end, none of them are fake.
They're all real.
They're all going to be real. So, or it's all real conspiracies. Sure. But so next episode is episode 13, the Kyle Todd special. So, you ready for the outro?
Oh, God. Sure. Let's try it.
It's been another month. If we didn't do a good job this time.
Maybe we will next time.
Boom. Killed it.
Boom.
So proud of you.
All day. All day. Every day.
All day. Okay, that's it for us. Thanks, everybody, for listening and or watching. Please come back and listen to us again. Bye.